Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's as we study through the Old Testament. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Pastor Farina.
Hi, this is Danielle. We're thankful that you're journeying with us through the Old Testament this year. This week, we are in Isaiah chapter 6 to 23, only one book. So sorry to let you down after that triple last week.
Yeah, and we're in the bookshelf. We're at the prophecy books. Mm-hmm. And really, we're going to take the prophecy section of the bookcase all the way through the end of the Old Testament.
Yeah. I can't believe we're already this far into it. Okay, so Isaiah, we're going to focus in on today, chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which had taken from the tongs of the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And he said, "Here I am. Send me."
Yeah, the book of Isaiah is an amazing collection of prophecies mm-hmm. that Isaiah gets from the Lord. But chapter 6 is Isaiah telling his own personal story. Mm-hmm. This is not about a prophetic revelation that the entire book is. This is his little personal story, a self-struggle that he had to find identity and purpose in his life. King Uzziah was the king that Isaiah served. The king obviously was high in his regard for him. He respected Uzziah. He served Uzziah. His world revolved around the throne of Uzziah. And that's where he got his identity. That's where he found his purpose. And there was nothing wrong with that. But now Uzziah contracts leprosy, and he tragically dies. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is a personal struggle and a personal emotional time for Isaiah. The man that he loved and served, and his whole world now came crashing down in a certain way. His identity and his purpose mm-hmm. was lost. And yet, in the midst of that, God gives him a revelation. And God gives him a vision where he draws his attention away from the human throne to a higher throne, mm-hmm. the throne of God. And he gives him a revelation, not just of a king on earth that he served and loved, but now the King of Kings,
yeah.
who he was really called to serve and love. It's a beautiful, it's a powerful, it's an emotional. You can almost feel the heaviness of the death of Uzziah and the heaviness of the glory of God.
Right.
In a tension between the two, giving birth to Isaiah's new identity and new purpose.
It's incredible. I think Isaiah has this really appropriate response that all of us would have, seeing the glory of the Lord. He's like, "Whoa, it's me!" Like
this is heavy.
Right.
Uzziah's death is heavy, and the glory of God in the midst of it is heavy. This was a transforming moment.
Right.
This was one of those God moments, one of those life-changing, mm-hmm. defining moments in Isaiah's life. And he writes it and records it because yeah. we all have those kind of moments where maybe it was a tragedy, or maybe it was a human loss, or maybe it was some type of a defining moment, that transformative thing where it just changed our world. Mm-hmm. And we had to look beyond ourselves and look beyond the human part. And we needed a revelation, and we needed a word from God, or we needed a revelation from God. And listen, if you're in one of those moments, reach out to God, cry out to God. And if you haven't had one of those moments, and be prepared that God has a bigger plan and a bigger purpose for all our life.
Right. And a way that God did that, he didn't start with saying, here's your new purpose. He said, here is my presence. Here is my glory. Here is who I am. And Isaiah was humbled in that moment. And the Lord then, I love this so much, because he says, I'm a person of unclean lips. An angel comes, purifies Isaiah, makes him holy. And in that moment, that thing that Isaiah was saying was his weakness, was his stumbling block, my mouth, purifies him, makes him holy, and then uses that to become his purpose. He is a mouthpiece for the Lord to the nation. He speaks. So that thing that he was saying before the Lord, this is something that I have failed at, that I'm not doing well at, and the Lord takes that weakness and turns it into strength and uses it to glorify God and to build the kingdom of God. I think that's an incredible thing.
Yeah, many years ago, I was a young man, and I heard a message preached on this, and it stuck with me, and the speaker was drawing a spiritual application, saying that Uzziah was a type of the flesh, and that obviously the revelation of seeing the Lord was a spiritual, the spirit, the tension between the flesh and the spirit. And his point was that when we can get beyond the flesh part of our life and move to a higher realm of the spirit, God has more for us. And we don't have to gain our identity and our purpose just out of human flesh and human effort, but that we can find our identity and purpose in the spirit. And that when the flesh is out of the way, the spirit thrives. Mm-hmm. And we see Isaiah elevate to a higher level. He was already a prophet. He was already, as you said, a mouthpiece for God. But yet he was operating not at the highest level of the spirit until God really touched his life and anointed him and purified him and raised him up. I love the four responses that come out of his mouth. He says, first, I'm undone. Mm-hmm. I think we can all say, look, when you just saw the glory of the Lord, none of us are perfect.
Right.
None of us are perfect to start with, but then you see the beauty and the holiness. He said, holy, 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 which is three times, one for God, the Father, Son, and the Spirit. Maybe there's a Trinity reference there. He when he sees the holiness of God, he realizes how unholy we are. And you know what? We need to have that kind of a revelation every once in a while. That, you know what? No, we're not perfect, but God is holy.
Right.
And when we see his holiness, it's okay to say, you know what? I could do better. I'm undone. And the beauty is we don't have to be righteous on our own or holy on our own. We could say, Lord, I'm undone. Make me holy. Mm-hmm. Then he said, I live in an unclean world. And I think we could all identify with that.
Right.
We live in a world. And when the hardest thing sometimes as believers is to try to live holy and righteous in a world where we're surrounded with everything that's not holy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where God can help us as well. And then he says, and I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And boy, we need to make sure that we see God in his greatness, not just in his holiness, but in his greatness, that he is in control. And then I love his response is that when I saw the Lord and I realized my identity is not in Uzziah, it's not in being a prophet, it's not in anything in the human realm. My identity is in the Lord. I've seen the Lord. I know the Lord. I identify with him. Then he says, okay, here am I, show me my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Here am I, send me, use me, make me to be what you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great prayer. Lord, I'm undone, make me holy. We live in an unclean world, protect me and keep me from that. Lord, I want to see you high and lifted up. And then Lord, use me, make my life more effective for you.
Yeah, and I think he does that. He does that though after he sees who the Lord is. He understands who he is. And then the Lord makes him clean. So I just think that order is important. You know, Pastor, a lot we talk with our kids about that God wants us to heal the brokenness. Like that's a way that Isaiah is seeing, I'm in this broken world. And God is saying, here, will you go for me? And so that's a way that whatever our jobs are, whoever's listening, if you're teaching, if you're a gardener, if you're someone that's cleaning or fixing or building or practicing, whatever you're doing, like, we can do that for the glory of God. But first, understand who the Lord is, understand who we are before Him, and then let Him do the work in us to build the kingdom.
Yeah, I think as we close and we pray, I think sometimes, I know I feel this way sometimes, and maybe somebody's feeling this way today, where we just feel like we're just undone, mm-hmm. and we're a mess, and we've missed the mark, or maybe we feel like the world is just too crazy out there, and they're just, what's the use? And maybe we just feel like we just can't keep going because we've lost too much, and there's been hurt and death or pain or whatever it may be. And yet, I think we can cry out to God and say, God, show me, and God, touch me. Mm-hmm. I love the fact how God sent an angel to take a live coal off the altar and to touch him.
That's good.
And to make him whole and make him better. And you know, if we're feeling a little bit undone and messed up, and we're feeling like the world is just out of control, and what in the world are we going to do, and we just don't feel like there's any hope, listen, just let's pray today. God, show me your glory. Show me you. Show me a bigger picture for my life. Mm-hmm. Show me that there is more and that you have more. And then, Lord, touch me. Touch me, make me clean. Touch me and help me to find your purpose and your plan in my life. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just humble ourselves. And as we humble ourselves and as we look beyond the thrones of this world and look beyond the powers and the wisdom of this world, and we look to the throne of heaven, we look to the God above. Lord, we all could use a touch from you today. We all need to see you high and lifted up. We all need a fresh revelation and a fresh touch of your spirit and your life on our life today. Lord, for that one that's hurting and has gone through loss or pain, or the one that feels undone, or one that feels like there's no use because it's an unclean world and it's just out of control. May we see God today high and lifted up. May we find hope, and may we find salvation. May we find our purpose and our identity in you today. So I thank you, and we bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.